Hello, it's Mark Tiley here from the Shaw Morning Show. Thank you for dropping by for another podcast. We love getting our guests live on the show, and it's great when they come back for more. We were thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to welcome back Paul Carrack just the other day. It is, without doubt, one of my very favourite tracks from Squeeze ever. And singing that, the wonderful Paul Carrack. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're good. And it's lovely to have you on. Thanks for coming on again. It's great to have you as a guest. Anytime, you are welcome, sir.
You must be getting desperate.
No way. Well, look, we've spoken in various locations at concerts and when you've been out on tour and hitting the Palladium. And the breaks have gone on big time, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, well, for everybody, but, you know, for musicians, theatres and actors and the like, you know, it's... yeah, it's been brutal because, I mean, we were, you know, first to get locked down. We're probably going to be the last ones out. But, you know, we used to rolling with the punches, so we just have to crack on and do what we can.
Now then... I'm reading with real excitement what you're putting together because you are managing with it. We'll talk about the band because we've talked about your big band work before, the SWR Orchestra.
Yeah.
But this Leeds event, tell us all about this Leeds event in October. How's it working?
Yeah, well, that's with my regular band. You know, I mean, we had a whole year of touring lined up this year, going to all kinds of places. Germany, Holland, Australia. We started in the UK and we'd done about 30 shows when the lockdown kicked in. And the tour was going fantastically well. And it was hugely disappointing. You know, first we thought we'd be able to reschedule stuff, which we did. But then, you know, things kept getting put back and put back. We haven't played together for 6 months. And we decided, you know, we've got to try something. You know, this is not going to be happening. The theatres aren't opening up yet. And we decided to take a venue, a great venue, Leeds Town Hall, and take our whole kit and caboodle in there, the whole tour production, lighting, staging, the whole lot. We took it into this fantastic-looking venue, and we filmed it with 12 cameramen and put together what's going to be an online stream that will be available for 24 hours. You do have to buy a pass to get in there, which, you know, some people have had a bit of a grumble about, but others are quite happy to support us. So basically what you have to do is you have to go to my website, paulcarrack.net, and you can buy a pass. And the way it works is you buy a pass and they send you a code that you have to put into your... They send you a code to your phone, and you have to put that code into the device that you're going to watch the show on, whether it be your iPad, your computer, or your smart TV, if you've got one. I think that's the best way.
Right.
But so the instructions are all there on how to do it, and it's pretty simple, really, once you get on there. So it's going to be the full set as we were performing on the tour. And it means that people in those other countries as well who were looking forward to seeing us will have a chance to see it if they want to support it.
Well, I tell you, I think that's a great idea because people, you know, they forget about everybody who else is involved in the music business apart from you guys on stage who are getting absolutely no money. So presumably this will help you pay the crew and everyone else who's involved.
Well, it remains to be seen. obviously, it's cost, a lot to put it on because it's the normal stage tour setup. Plus, we got all the filming costs and editing and all the rest of it. So, it would be great if we do make something out of it, and the lads can make some money. But apart from anything else, at least it gave us the motivation to do something. You know, as I say, we hadn't played together for 6 months because one reason or another, they're not allowed to. But it was just so great to get back together and play. And everybody kind of said, well, is it going to going to be a bit weird without an audience. But to be honest, as I say, it was just such fun to be together and playing. I think it's going to come over in Good. That way. So we hope that people, you know, will give it a whirl.
Did you have to socially distance from your band members? Did you have to, you know, keep apart a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big venue. We couldn't Good. Do it in a small venue. We had to take a full theatre, and everybody wore the masks and, you know, sanitization and all that stuff, and we kept our distance on stage. So, but, you know, that was all, didn't seem unusual on stage. You know, we kind of set up it on a big stage anyway, so that wasn't really unusual. As I say, it was just a ball to get back together and play.
Have you got time for, I'm going to play a bit of a track off the new album, and then we'll come back and talk about the new album. Is that all right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Here we go then.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Love is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover up until the day I met you. I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream to call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill like I had never known. But you smiled.
Isn't that glorious? It is the other side. Well, another side of Paul Carrack. I tell you, honestly, you're getting into Bublé territory there, sir.
Well, I'm crooning away on that one, yeah. I mean, the album's called Another Side.
Yeah.
It is, it's totally different to the streaming gig we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've had this relationship going with a band in Germany. Well, it's an orchestra, actually. The SWR Big Band and Strings. I mean, it's a 30-piece band. And they invited me over as a guest singer to do a TV special with them, which was broadcast in Germany. And they gave me the rights to release it as a CD for our fans. So it is a bit of a side project, but, you know, it is a classy item. But not everyone's cup of tea, probably. But
I don't know. You know, you turn your attention back to when Rod Stewart did the Old American Songbook and some of his biggest albums ever. When he sung those. I mean, strange things can happen. This could be huge, Paul.
Well, you never know. You never know. But as I say, predominantly, it's a good thing to have in my catalogue. You know, I'm an independent artist. We don't have a record We don't have a normal kind of record company. We just have our own label. And it's, we're getting on for 15, 16 albums now in this catalogue. And it's just great to have different things.
Well, I tell you what, we can't wait until we can get you back over here in whichever guise it might be.
Yeah.
One way or the other. And listen, that again, it's the regular Paul Carrack Band happening on the 15th of October. PaulCarrack.net. Get a pass. Watch it. Help support the industry. There's the message. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Paul, very best of luck. And literally, as soon as we can get you back over here, we will. All right?
I hope so. Fantastic. Great, man. Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot.
Paul Carrack.
Mark Tiley, the
Thanks again, Paul Carrick. Keep coming back to manxradio.com for more podcasts from all sorts of shows, including this one, Mark Tiley in the Morning, brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man.